And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
All right, class. Yes, please keep in mind that we are guests of Campbell College, and I assured the people here, including your mother, Alex, that you are a well-behaved class. Now the planetarium is up the hallway on the left. Let's stick together and use the safety buddy system. Remember, no misbehaving or else you're not going to Old West Fun World in March. And keep your voices down.
Hey, Alex, look! What? It's Eugene!
Where?
He just went down that hallway. Come on.
Cal, what are you doing? You can't go back there.
He must have gone down another hallway somewhere.
Hey, didn't you hear Miss Haley? She said if we don't all stick together, we can't go to Old West Fun World.
Nuh-uh. She said if we misbehaved. We're just gonna say hi, that's all. We can't get in trouble for that. Come on, you're supposed to be my safety buddy.
Okay.
There he is, down this way. Hey, Eugene! Guess he didn't see us.
Whoa, what's he up to?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? The big red and yellow sign.
Oh. Warning, restricted area, security clearance required. Yeah, right. This is Campbell College, not the Pentagon.
We better get out of here.
Don't you want to know what's going on?
Are you crazy? Come back here. We could get arrested or shot or something.
Cool. Come here. I'll put your ear to the door. Listen.
Okay, I'll listen, and then we leave, all right?
Yeah, sure. What do you think's going on in there?
Well, they're probably punishing the last kid they caught standing here.
Alex, you're so paranoid. You need to loosen up a bit. We're not gonna get into any trouble.
Looks like you boys are lost.
Yes. Yes, sir, we are lost. Very lost, sir.
You're part of the planetarium field trip, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, sir, we are part of the field trip. Very much a part of the field trip, sir.
Well, I suggest you boys go to the end of the hall and take a left, and I suggest you do that right now.
Yes, great idea. That, sir, is a very great idea. In fact...
You're so funny when you get scared.
You're so cork-brained when you get curious.
Alex, Cal. There you are.
Oh, boy.
So we got a little lecture from Miss Haley. Big deal.
Big deal? What about holding hands?
So she made us hold hands the rest of the trip. So what?
So what? That was absolutely humiliating. I think I was emotionally damaged.
Okay, but wasn't it worth it? We uncovered a mystery about Eugene.
Well, I'll have to admit, it was pretty weird.
So do you think he's a secret agent?
Eugene Meltzner? I don't think so. Secret agents wear sunglasses and drive around in cool cars. Eugene wears Coke bottle glasses and rides around on a bike.
Hey, guys, could I get your help with something, please?
Sure, Connie.
What do you need?
How would you two like to be on my radio show?
On the radio? Sure.
But I don't really have anything to talk about.
Great, hurry. I'm on the air in 2 minutes.
Oh, all right. I guess.
Okay, sit down and put on those headphones right there.
Wouldn't Mr. Whitaker be a better guest than us?
Probably, but he went to Connellsville this morning.
How about...
Shh, we're going on the air. Hi there, and welcome to Candid Conversations with Connie, the show with fascinating topics and fascinating guests.
Huh?
And I'm your fascinating host, Connie Kendall. With me in the studio today are my special guests, Alex Jefferson and his cousin, Cal Jordan. And today our topic is, should friends keep secrets from friends? We'll start with you, Cal. Have you ever kept a secret from your friend?
I don't really have any secrets.
Okay, Alex, have you ever kept a secret from your friend?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, You know, now seems like a great time to see if our phone lines are working. I want to make sure I get every one of your calls. Every single one. Yep, all the phone lines are definitely working. Sure enough. So, how's your day been, Alex?
Fine.
I see. And Cal, how about your day?
Pretty much like Alex's.
Pretty much fine.
Yeah, fine. Pretty much like that.
Well, can you believe it? It's already time for a commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for more candid conversations with Connie after this message from Dreams by Constance, your wedding planning service. Guys, I need a little help here, okay?
Okay. You want me to talk about my bug collection?
No. The topic is keeping secrets from friends. Come on, isn't there anything you guys can think of?
Well, I guess we could tell you something about Eugene.
Cal, are you trying to get us in trouble again?
Trouble? Wait, hold on.
By Constance.
And welcome back to Candid Conversations with Connie. It turns out that we do have some interesting news to talk about. Cal?
Well, we saw Eugene today.
Okay. So, you saw Eugene today.
At Campbell College.
Uh-huh. Say, Alex, I understand you have a really neat bug collection.
He was in a highly restricted area.
Oh,
what do you mean, highly restricted area?
I've got some really cool bugs.
You know, top secret kind of stuff.
Big bugs, little bugs.
We saw Eugene sneaking around in a lab coat.
Blue bugs, green bugs.
And there's this big warning sign and a humongous guard at the door.
I even have bugs that glow in the
dark. Alex, let's do bugs some other time, okay? Cal, this is actually very interesting, because today's topic is, should friends keep secrets from friends? And you know, Eugene hasn't said a word about any of this to me. It's the story of my life. Nobody tells me anything around here. In fact, the other day
Connie.
In fact, here's John Avery Whittaker, folks. Good to have you back, Whit.
I think it's time to go to a commercial.
Oh, of course. Well, we'll be right back after this word from Cookies by Connie. What's wrong, Whit?
Connie, you need to change the topic of your show.
But I was just...
Connie!
Okay, all right, I'll change the topic.
And I'll need to see you in my office when the show's over.
Oh, all right.
Ooh!
Quiet! Cookies by Connie. We are back again with more Candid Conversations with Connie. Our new topic, Alex's bugs. Come on, Whit, aren't you the least bit curious about Eugene?
Well, that's not the point, Connie. Curious or not, it's none of our business.
But
nothing. You and I need to respect Eugene's privacy. Now, if and when Eugene believes it's the right time, he'll talk with us about it. Until then, it's his business and not ours.
I just wanted to know what's going on, for once.
Well, I can understand that. But for now, the subject's closed.
Oh.
There are a couple of other things I need to ask you, Connie. What's this work order here?
Oh, that. The phones were out this morning, and the phone company came by to fix the line or something. It was weird. I didn't even have to call them.
Oh, well, that's curious.
Did you say curious?
Well, now this time it is my business, Connie.
All right, okay.
Here we go. Welcome to the Campbell College website.
I don't think we should be doing this.
What's the big deal? We're just doing a search around the website. That's all. Go ahead, type it in.
But I don't think we should...
All right, move over. I'll do it.
Okay.
Eugene Meltzner.
Uh-huh. You must have a password to access personnel files. Well, that's the end of that. Hey, how about if we ride our bikes down to the park?
Wait a minute. Your mom works at the college.
Yeah?
In the main office, right?
So?
'Cause that means she has access to the files. Does she ever do work here at home?
Sometimes. What are you getting at?
She probably has a password tacked up around here. Like on a sticky note or something like... Ah, here it is. Milk and eggs.
Ha! That's her shopping list.
Wait a minute. Milk and eggs. I can't believe it. That really is the password.
You know, my parents don't like me being on the internet by myself.
Hey, no problem. You're not by yourself. You're with me.
Somehow, that isn't very comforting.
Hey, we're in.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. What is Eugene up to? Computer club, computer science department, computer science professor's assistants, Holstein Computer Sciences grant, RWS.
I'd say the guy is into computers. Okay, let's turn it off.
Wait, RWS, what's that?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Radio wave study. What is all this?
Warning, security alert. This research database is a highly restricted website. You must have a level 4 password to enter. Unauthorized users will be prosecuted.
Totally cool.
You are totally nuts.
Look, they just put that in there to scare people off.
Well, it's working.
Come on, Alex. Don't you want to know what's going on? I mean, all this super spy stuff about restricted areas and security alerts. Right here in Odyssey. It could be the biggest thing of the year. And we could be the only outsiders to know about it.
Well, we are messing with stuff we shouldn't be messing with. Whoa. What's that?
Instant message. It's from A-R-E-M. Arum?
Hi. What are you looking for?
I'm definitely not allowed to talk to strangers on the internet.
It won't hurt anything.
Well, too bad. I'm turning it off.
Don't worry about all the warnings you see posted. It's just a little security precaution.
See? What'd I tell ya?
So, anything I can help you with?
What's the radio wave study?
Do you have a level 4 password?
No.
Do you want it?
Yes.
No.
What? The answer is yes.
This is wrong. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. You did it.
Yes.
All right. The password is red herring.
Red herring. Okay.
Now, go to the bottom of the screen and click on medical tests. That's where you'll find all the information.
It crashed! Oh, okay. Let's try it again.
No, we won't try it again. I've had it with this.
What are you talking about? It's just getting fun.
This isn't fun. It's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. I remember back in kindergarten, you always colored inside the lines.
What's wrong with that?
I make my own lines.
Let's see. George Washington crossed the blank.
That's easy. He crossed the British.
Cal, when's your dad coming home?
Tomorrow morning, I think.
My homework time will never be the same without you.
I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this. Be calm.
Be calm? 11 years, and they treat me like I'm some sort of criminal.
What do you mean, Mom?
It's nothing. Just finish your homework.
Nothing? I get called into the college security office, and they accuse me of hacking into the computer system, and you call it nothing?
They're calling you a hacker?
Honey, they obviously have you confused with somebody else.
They said they tracked my profile and could prove it. The strange thing is, I wasn't even on my computer today. Not at the office or at home. Alex?
Hi.
Were you on my computer today?
Okay, I confess. Cal did it.
Hey! You were right there with me.
What were you right there doing?
Cal, you see, it was all...
Out with it, son.
We got on Mom's computer and used her password to find out something about Eugene.
I see. Do you realize you may have put your mom's job in danger?
I'm sorry. We didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Me too.
What were you thinking? Do you have any idea of...
Okay. We'll work out an appropriate punishment later. For both of you. In the meantime, just go to your rooms.
Yes, sir.
I really am sorry, Mom.
Well, hold on, Alex. Go on, Cal. We'll be up in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Alex, ever since you were little, you've had a natural curiosity about how things work. And that's a good thing. But sometimes you let yourself get swept along and your curiosity gets you in trouble. It's a matter of making the right choice. And that choice is up to you, Alex. Don't let others make that choice for you.
I think I know what you mean.
Good.
Mom, you have to believe me.
No, I do, Alex. Don't worry. Just go on up to your room. Meanwhile, I better call the security department at the college and explain what happened.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson. I'm Detective Mark Maddox. Have a seat, please. And where are Cal's parents?
Well, actually, Cal is staying with us until his dad gets back later this morning. Cal's father is my brother.
Oh, I see.
I don't understand why we were asked to come down to the police station. My wife phoned the security department.
It's nothing to worry about, Mr. Jefferson. You see, I handled a high-tech crime unit with the Odyssey Police.
Crime?
That's right. We've been working closely with the security department at Campbell College because of, problems.
Hey, is that a two-way mirror over there?
No.
You're videotaping us, aren't you?
No.
Cal, cut it out.
Now, Alex, Cal, I want you to listen closely to me. It's important that you tell me the truth. No matter how hard that may seem, it's best for all of us. You tell a lie, and it's going to hurt you and everybody else. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now tell me, which one of you is Aram?
Aram? Neither one of us.
It's not us. Really, it isn't. He's somebody who came on the computer.
You're telling me that you've never heard of or from Aram before yesterday?
That's right. Honest.
All right. I believe you. But I have a proposal. It's a way you can make up for what happened yesterday.
A proposal?
A chance to redeem yourselves.
What do you mean, Detective?
Well, somewhere out there is a professional hacker who's been repeatedly breaking into the college computer system over the past 2 weeks. We've been trying to follow the trail, but he or she is very slippery. However, thanks to Alex and Cal's misadventure yesterday, we now have a name, Aram, and possibly a way to catch our culprit.
But how can the boys help you catch a hacker?
I want them to break into the college computer again.
What?
I want you boys to duplicate everything you did yesterday. With any luck, Aram will show up again. And if he does, we'll be there to trace him. I've got an officer at the college with the means to do it. Alex, Cal, you willing to help? All right, Alex, Cal, I want you to do everything exactly as you did before. Now let's go ahead and bring up the college website.
All right.
It is all right if we watch, isn't it?
Oh, we would insist on it. Sedgwick, come in. Sedgwick is our man at the college.
Sedgwick here.
Is the tracer in place?
That's affirmative, sir.
Here it is. We were on this website when he started asking questions.
Uh-huh.
Does restricted access mean anything to you, Alex?
Sure does now. Hey, that's the sound. That's Aram.
Hi there. Welcome back.
Good. All right, go on, Cal. Type hello.
Hello.
What happened to you yesterday?
Good. He wants to chat. Sedgwick, are you getting this?
We're tracing him, sir, but you have to keep him talking until we get a fix.
All right, go ahead. Just talk with him like you did before.
The computer crashed on us.
Why didn't you try again?
What should I say?
Just tell him the truth. We have to keep him talking.
My cousin didn't want to.
Too bad. Did you find what you were looking for?
We saw something called RWS.
That's all?
No.
Ask him what he knows about RWS. Sedgwick, anything yet?
Having trouble, sir. It's not tracing properly.
What's the big deal about RWS?
Time to go now.
No! Stall him! Ask who he is. Just say, by the way, who are you? Sedgwick, hurry! We're losing him!
Who are you anyway?
We'll have to talk again some other time. Bye-bye.
What? Oh, we've lost him! Sedgwick, he's gone. Sedgwick! Sedgwick!
Just a moment, sir. Sir!
Go ahead.
I've got it. I've got the trace.
Oh, great. Where is he?
In looks like Aram is in. This is strange.
What?
Detective, you're not gonna believe this.
This doesn't make sense, Detective. I haven't been on my computer today. Nobody has.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker, but we traced the hacker to this location.
Huh. Well, hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late, Whit.
Hi, Connie.
What's going on here?
Well, it seems someone broke into the Campbell College computer system from my office.
What?
Who has access to your computer, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, Connie, Eugene, myself.
And I haven't been in today until just now. What about Nick?
No, Nick doesn't have a key to my office or a password for the computer.
Eugene?
Eugene's been off this week, so I can't imagine how anyone could... Oh, wait a minute.
What's wrong?
Connie, you said someone came in to work on the phones, right?
Well, yeah. Why?
Well, I called the phone company, and they said they had no record of the repair.
Well, that doesn't make sense. The woman from the phone company came and said she needed to fix a problem with the lines, and she... went right upstairs.
Uh-huh. Detective, I think we'd better check my office. Well, nothing looks like it's been changed or moved. I was sure I'd find something and... Huh. What's this?
What is it, Mr. Whitaker?
It's an extra wire that I don't remember... Huh. Okay, let's see where it goes.
Here we go. It's tucked under the rug and...
And goes behind the file cabinet. Now, if my guess is right... Detective, if you don't mind...
Oh, sure.
There. There it is. Detective, take a look.
A modem?
One that I didn't install. And look on the side of it there.
Ah, looks like it's been rigged with some kind of transmitting or receiving device.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Well, our hacker is apparently piggybacking on Mr. Whitaker's computer line. That's why we've been having trouble tracking him.
You mean this person has been using our computer like a remote control or something?
Exactly. That way Aram can break into Campbell College's computer system without being traced to wherever he is. Now, maybe this modem will finally lead us to Aram.
Wait, I wouldn't touch that.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Ah!
Are you all right?
Oh, a self-destructing modem. That's a clever feature.
Yeah, every modem should have one.
Well, looks like I'm back to where I started.
But I still don't understand how you traced your hacker to my shop in the first place.
Well, I had the help of a couple of local boys. Though I'm sure they wish they'd never gotten involved in the whole business.
Boys? What boys?
Awful. Huh? What was that?
Alex. Hey, Alex. Let me in.
Cal? Ugh. What are you doing on our garage roof? I thought your dad was back. Didn't he ground you?
He did, but he was tired and went to bed.
So you figured this is a good time to go crawling on people's roofs? Are you trying to get me in trouble for life?
Relax.
Relax nothing. I've been grounded for 2 weeks, and I'm not allowed to go to Old West Fun World either.
Oh, I've got something better than that. Did you hear what happened at Wits End?
My parents told me about it. I guess the police are stumped again.
Yeah, and we're no closer to finding out what Eugene was up to. But I know how to fix that. See, my dad has a cell phone scanner. I just figured out a way we can listen to Eugene's cell phone conversations. Maybe we can find out some more about this thing he's working on. All we have to do is...
Hey, what's the deal here? What are you doing? Aren't you even curious?
Sure I am. But this time, I'm making a choice.
You know, God has given all of us a wonderful sense of curiosity. But we can either use our curiosity to pry into places we don't belong... or we can use it to discover more about God and His world. Just like Alex's dad said, the choice is really up to us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Red Herring was written by John Beebe and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.